Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Tonight's bout was supposed to be a throwaway undercard, a holiday grudge match, a brother, a car ride. Nobody sold this one on posters, folks. But the crowd is on its feet because one question just walked into the center of the ring. Blood in its mouth and a gift bag in its hand. And 15 wisdom. Traditions are about to tell it exactly what it owes. One question. 15 answers. Go!
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions, every day. You can find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, what do I owe my brother at Christmas when the goodwill between us only ever lasts until the drive home? The word doing all the work in that sentence is not Christmas, and it's not brother. It's owe. Because owe implies a debt, something you're behind on, something that can be called in. But is this actually a debt, or is it a choice? Or is it something stranger? An obligation that exists even when both parties know it's going to dissolve before anyone hits the highway. What do I owe my brother at Christmas? Islam goes first, and it doesn't soften the landing. It has this concept called Silat al-Rahim, the tie of kinship. And it says the tie isn't a contract between you and your brother. It's a covenant between you and God, which means your brother's coldness on the drive home cannot actually sever it because he was never the one holding his end. The prophet said the one who truly maintains kinship is not the one who reciprocates. It's the one who persists when it isn't returned. That asymmetry is the whole weight of the obligation. You owe him the lamp, even when the room doesn't deserve light.
That's a genuinely uncomfortable framing, because it removes the reciprocity argument entirely. It's the one most of us are quietly running. You know, I'll show up if he shows up. Islam says that's not kinship, that's a business arrangement. Kinship, by definition, is the one that costs you when it isn't returned.
Buddhism and Zen both push back on the debt framing from a different angle. They say the goodwill was real in the room. His laugh at the old story, your hand passing the dish, those weren't counterfeit just because they expired. Zen puts it sharply. The candle doesn't audit the darkness that swallows it after. It burns, and the burning was real. You owe him what you can give before the car door closes. Not a crumb more. Not a crumb withheld out of grief that it won't keep. Some people find that liberating. People who've been burned enough times to keep a detailed ledger find it maddening.
Because the Buddhist framing doesn't actually answer the owie question, it dissolves it. Stop tracking the ledger, it says. But the ledger sometimes feels like the only honest document in the room. Stoicism is where I'd land if I wanted something more bracing. It says, you owe him your best conduct at the table, full stop. What he does in the car afterward is in his column, not yours. Show up without the preemptive armor, without the tallied grievances, without one eye already on the exit.
The pop culture oracle went somewhere with this. It describes someone showing up in their best sequins, smiling through every minute, punching out at 5. And the paycheck still bounces. The roast beast gets eaten. The table gets cleared. Every old grievance unspooling on the drive home like a bad cassette catching in the deck. The oracle's point, the gift was never the gift. The gift was the hour before the parking lot. That's the Zen candle in sequence, honestly, but the oracle is too comfortable with the whole arrangement. It doesn't ask whether you should want a better one. Absurdism goes further. It says you will wrap the same gift in November, sit in the same chair, and the ham will still be warm when he says the thing he always says. Not because it works, because you are someone who sets the table.
Judaism is the one that refuses to let you off the hook quietly. It asks, is the warmth you perform at that table a real mitzvah, or is it a costume you hang back up before the highway? Because if it dissolves at the county line, you are practicing the memory of love, which is a different obligation and a harder one. That's a very Jewish distinction. The deed and its interior are not the same thing, and the Talmud would like to discuss both at length. Existentialism lands nearby, but differently. It says the resentment on the drive home is not betrayal. It's the exact price of the self you're building. You keep buying the gift, That's a vote. Those votes add up to a person. Yours.
If I'm calling one tradition first about this question, it's absurdism. Because it's the only one that looks at the whole repeating loop, the drive, the dissolved goodwill, the November gift wrap, and says, the setting of the table is not irony. It is the act. That's worth sitting in a delayed gate somewhere and actually deciding.
And that is your final bell, folks. The undercard nobody bought tickets for just went the distance. One question, 15 rounds, and not a single knockdown. Just two people in a gift bag and the long drive home between them. Support this free daily multilingual show at thegodshow.us. Subscribe. Share it with a sibling you are definitely not thinking about right now. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The candle burned. The wax didn't negotiate. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.